It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I would kind of look up and blink a fuck up. Whoa.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I was trying to say blink a couple of times, but somehow I put an F in there.
By a wheels-off comment.
There's only one Tom Terrific. That is the late, great Tom Seaver.
He's not late.
Or
technical meltdown.
Some people say we need a new Terminal 2E.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
I was trying to do my Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing Seinfeld.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, we are back with the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW. We will give you three candidates, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. As we had the big news earlier today that this little show is nominated for a Marconi Award, it's interesting that the best three candidates are all musers. It's an all-muser emergency break of the week. Oh, that means it's been a great week for us, a terrible week for us. I don't know if this will cost us the Marconi. Probably will, because this stuff happens all the time on this show, including to me, as you just heard in the open there, of wheels off moments all the time. And there are words out there that trip us up. I have several of them. This is one of them. And I had it in my mind that somehow, because I talked to a number of people in town, by the way, very friendly people in Kennebunkport. It's a very picturesque town, really quaint. It's really nice. Great town right there on the ocean. And what happened?
Quaint. You said it's very quaint.
Yeah, what am I trying to say?
Quaint.
Quaint. Yeah. Quaint. What's quaint? It's a great little town. Boy, that has always tripped me up.
Really?
From the time I was a kid, yes. Quaint.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that word at all.
I don't say it very much, just because I don't know. I guess I don't have use for it that much, but when I do, I have to stop and really have to jump over the creek with it. And what's that?
Because you always think it's quaint?
No, quaint. It just... I don't know how I hear it, but I just always have to like stop and think about it. And it's just, yeah, once I hear it, quaint, fine. I can jump over it and say it, but when I know I'm about to say it, it comes out weird sometimes, like quant or quaint, whatever I said.
Gosh. Isn't the human mind weird?
Yeah.
Odd.
All right, one more time. And I had it in my mind that somehow, because I talked to a number of people in town, by the way, very friendly people in Kennebunkport. It's a very picturesque town, really quaint. It's really nice. Great town right there on the ocean. And what happened?
Quaint. You said it's very quaint.
Yeah, what am I trying to say?
Quaint.
Quaint. Yeah. Quaint. What's quaint? Quaint. It's a great quaint. Little town. Quaint. Quaint. Quaint.
Sounds
weird
bad.
Word.
I love it when any of us mess up how we try to get it back on the road. Anyway, it's a great little town.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. All right, there's me as candidate number one. Candidate number two is one Junior Miller.
Hmm.
Now, he had an interesting choice when you're thinking about, all right, let's come up with the ultimate attractive young woman.
Everybody's going to be wearing filters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're never going to look at someone and see their actual appearance. You'll see the filter that they've put on to look good.
So everybody will look, every man will look like Ryan Gosling. Every woman will look like Bette Midler.
Bette Midler? Is that what you said?
Yeah, or, you know, whoever they want to look like.
That's an odd filter to choose.
Whoever yes. The hot young woman of today is.
Yes, you're probably pretty close with Bette Midler. That shouldn't be an e-brake.
Yeah, that was a design joke.
It almost sounded like you tried to bring it back, though, with, like you stopped midway through mid.
Yeah, I kind of mispronounced her name, but that was a design joke. You give the modern hunk.
Right.
And then you go way back to come up with the woman that nobody really thinks is hot anymore.
Right. Well, it did stop us down a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I like the way you said Midler.
Everybody's going to be wearing filters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're never going to look at someone and see their actual appearance. You'll see the filter that they've put on to look good.
So everybody will look, every man will look like Ryan Gosling. Every woman will look like Bette Midler.
Bette Midler? Is that what you said?
Yeah, or, you know, whoever they want to look like.
That's would be an odd filter to choose.
Whoever the hot young woman of today is.
Yes, you're probably pretty close with Bette Midler.
Yeah, I like the stop midway through Midler and then the little trip up there as candidate number two for Junior Miller. And then candidate number three, that would leave muser Gordon Keith with, I think, a very regrettable line. Already just 2 days, we've heard this drop several times that you'll hear very obviously placed in this as he delivered this regrettable line.
A line from When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
That was great.
That was delivered by Estelle Reiner.
I'll have what she's having.
The mother of Rob Reiner, who directed the film.
Ah.
Meathead.
Hmm.
Directed the film.
Good note.
And that, of course, was the... Do you give your mom an orgasm line, though? The word line is at the end of that sentence, that question that I just asked, by the way.
All right, Jerry, you can edit that. Cut that sentence
very
off.
Clear.
Tomorrow's
I did
show
not
open.
Think ahead of time how I was going to ask that.
Jerry, I am begging to truncate that sentence halfway through.
That's an easy edit. Jerry could do that one in his sleep.
Such an easy edit.
Probably will.
Dang it. No, do you give your mom that line about an organism? Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
no. So harsh.
You know, if you'd just gone on, I don't think we would have really even reared up that much.
Well, I recognized the problem immediately.
Jared probably did, too.
That's given us one of the greatest drops in ticket history.
Yes. And the way I give your mom an orgasm, doesn't it,
why are you
sound
asking
like my
that?
Cadence is at the beginning of a live spot?
Yes.
It sounds like a lead in to a live spot.
The worst
one
ever.
Give your mom an orgasm. Oh, hi, Gordon Keith here for.
Man. How? No.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa. Whoa. What's the rest of that question?
That would be an interesting back and forth there between Junior and Gordon. All right. Well, those are your three candidates. It's an all Muser's E-break.
I'm clearly going to win this.
Giorgio, Junior, or Gordo. You never know.
I'm the most fun to vote for. Believe me.
We'll see.
Well, I think everybody just wants to hear that again and again and again.
Let's find out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Oh, absolutely, Gordon. That's disgusting.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's excessive taint skin.
Not a candidate, but thank you for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You know what I am right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Jeez.
Hey, you know what I vote for my favorite? Leader, international
coach,
you know, love you.
It's Giorgio.
Okay, see there? Not going to be unanimous. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote for the great Gordo, and I always love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, thank
Same
you.
Guy.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I don't have an Oedipus complex. My mom's just really hot.
Oh, man. Dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Is it better to go where you're watching or to watch where you're going?
Watch where you're going.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Hello and good morning, musers. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry
Christmas. It's little Cassidy, the 13-year-old P1, who every day should be Christmas for her because of losses in her life. Hi, Cassidy.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to vote for Gordo.
Do you
have your dad explain all that?
Do you understand
vote for me on this one?
Do you understand?
Just have your dad explain it.
No, don't have your dad explain it. Just move on.
I'm not
going to
explain it.
Open your presents today. Yeah. Have a good time.
That's right. Dude, yeah, just have presents today.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Dang it. Bye.
Sweet little girl. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, Musers. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, let's vote with Gordo and Jubb. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes, and we have ourselves a winner.
Told you,
right. How about that? Gordon Keith has won the e-break.
A line from When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
That was great.
That was delivered by Estelle Reiner.
I'll have what she's having.
The mother of Rob Reiner, who directed the film.
Ah.
Meathead.
Hmm.
Directed the film.
Good note.
And that, of course, was the... Do you give your mom an orgasm line, though? The word line is at the end of that sentence. The question that I just asked, by the way.
All right, Jerry, you can edit that. Cut that sentence
very
off.
Clear.
Rip tomorrow's show open.
Think ahead of time how I was going to ask that.
Jerry, I'm begging you to truncate that sentence halfway through.
That's an easy edit. Jerry could do that one in his sleep.
Such an easy edit.
Probably will.
Dang it. No, do you give your mom that line about an organism?
Too late. Too late. And an e-break win for Gordo. How many?
That is his 80th win. He's 28 behind Norman Epstein Hitzkus.
The only way that any human should do that for their mother, they shouldn't do it at all, but is during birth. Have you ever heard of that? The orgasmic birth?
So you could do that coming out the birth canal?
That could be the first act that some of our P1s ever committed.
That's not right.
Is giving their mom one of those.
Yeah, let's not talk about that either.
Barry Switzer quickly disapproved.
That's not right. It's not.